Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
And welcome to episode 66 of the Talking Hockey Podcast.
Luke shaved his head. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about...
Luke shaved his head poorly. We're going to talk about that.
Whoa, my friend cut it. Okay, let's not attack
my wife
friend.
Cut it.
Yeah, Ty's wife cut it.
Oh, Ty's wife. Ty's yeah. Biddy?
Guys, I know we always joke about Ty not getting any attention from women, and it's true, but he has a wife that never talks to him either. So just needed to let you guys know that too. And we're also going to talk about, I guess, the... conference finals. What are they even called this year? They're not called the conference finals because there's no conferences.
The semifinals.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what else are we going to talk about? There's not really that much, to be honest.
I feel like we can think of some things to talk about.
And the rest of the conversation will be things that we think about throughout. So let's get that intro now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Hockey Podcast. It's your favorite producer, Luke, here to remind you to follow and subscribe on whatever streaming service you use. Leave a review on Apple, visit our website, talkinghockeypodcast.com, and follow us on Instagram at Talking Hockey for daily content. Now, let's get into today's episode with your favorite group of guys, Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin.
And welcome back.
I think.
Did Eric disconnect?
Eric's gone. Yeah, dude. As soon as he said and then Eric left. So now it's like you kicked him out.
And we're back. Eric cut out because he's an idiot. Now that he and Ty can hear each other and we're back to normal.
I closed Facebook and then it just like everything just stopped working. I don't know why. It was
Zuck
weird.
Is following you. He doesn't want the talking hockey to
I generally think that Facebook hates me. I'm just like, every time I say like anything slightly negative about Instagram, this is my conspiracy theory. Every time I say anything slightly negative, they like shadow ban me for like a week. It's my theory.
Remember shadow banning?
I have a direct quote from someone who works at Facebook. Shadow banning is not a thing.
Bullshit.
It's quite frankly, Eric, because you stopped posting bikini photos on your Facebook or Instagram. That's the reason
Damn,
that you
get know
banned.
What? That makes sense. That does make sense.
Well, what about that time Eric got like semi-banned on Instagram last year when he was just posting pictures with no
captions
and he couldn't comment, he couldn't like posts.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was so
DMs.
Annoying.
And who got you out of that trouble?
I don't know. I don't actually remember her name.
It's Ty's wife.
Wow, that's impressive. She can do it all.
She can. Well, life works great when you ignore Ty. And she's proved that. So here we are. And
is that why my life sucks right now? Because I interact with them?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
No, okay. That
so okay, get your questions out of the way about this haircut. Before we get into the
Eric, I don't know when you went to MDHS, but when Luke looks like, yeah, no, like when did you come to, like, was it grade 12, grade 11? I don't
grade
remember.
11. Grade 11.
Okay. Well, wait, where were you for grade 9 and 10?
Wasn't he in India? Yeah.
India.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I just realized we're on a podcast and nobody's going to see what I just did. So that's probably a good thing. My dad got a job there and we got moved. Well, he was like working at IBM and he didn't get a job there. They moved him there. He chose to move there, I should say. running like the South Asian or the Asian kind of division of IBM for a while. So we moved there for 2 years. Good times, not really. Well, some good times. And yeah, so then I came back to MD in grade 11, which is why like it was so weird when you came back, because like when you leave elementary school, and I guess some people are have school systems that are different, but in Canada or where we live specifically, everyone's together from grade 1 to grade 8. So all your friends, like you stay with them for basically those 8 years. And then you go to high school and then everyone meets new people and they kind of like move off into all these different friend groups and stuff over time. So when I like left for India, like all my friends were still friends together and hanging out. And then when I came back, like everyone's in different groups and stuff. And it was just so weird coming back. And then like everyone's complete, because you change a lot in those first 2 years of high school, right? Like everyone gets so different friend groups.
Everything changed when you came back to Canada or when you went to India?
Well, like over that time I was in India, right? Because like all like my
How
friend
long
group
were you in
from
India for?
2 years.
Oh,
what? Right. So grade 10, grade 9, grade 10,
there
was a lot of
change. The story
change.
Made me think that you talked about it like you were in the same group in India for grade 1 to 8. Maybe I'm just a bad listener.
I think you're just a bad listener.
I think because you didn't know Eric was in India anyway. But
yeah.
But yeah, so like I remember I came back and everyone's in different friend groups all of a sudden, and it's just like weird. And there
Dude,
was
I hated
really
high
weird
school.
Trying to fit
high school
in.
Was ass.
I didn't mean to make this a deep conversation about high school. What my joke was going to be is Luke looks like he's showing up for his first day of grade 10 with his haircut. And if he trimmed his beard a little bit, he would look about 15 years old.
Yeah, I can see that.
People said the people that cut my hair said I looked a bit older when I cut my hair.
No.
But they also said I looked like my grade 10 self. Or 11 self. They said I looked exactly like that photo, that one photo they've seen of me from high school.
See, the thing is, if you're going to do the buzz cut, you got to go full in on the buzz cut. Like, you left, like, way too much at the top there, you know? Like, you have
to
go full TikTok trend, full buzz cut.
You should have done the Gautham.
Get the earrings, you know?
Okay, Gautham
go full into
went from looking like a normal dude to, like, Theodore from Alvin and the Chipmunks. Okay?
Yeah, he did. I remember I saw that in his haircut, and I was like, oh God, what is he doing?
Oh, ooh. And we have to roast Martin because he's on another date.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. So Martin decided to go on another date on podcast day. Three
times in a row.
Last week, you
guys thought he wasn't on a date because he always tells us. And then I said he was on a date. And what happened? He was on a date.
Right. You were right. After you admit.
Thank you.
Do you think it's with the same girl?
No.
Remember
Although
when
was,
we were...
Last week was a picnic date, which means he put in some effort, which is pretty high level for Martin, from what I gather.
I thought he was going to marry this girl from a month ago, though.
No.
I thought he was going to marry that hockey girl.
Martin falls very quickly in love and then gets his heart broken very quickly.
Oh, it's like Ty.
That's the Martin philosophy. But except it's not like Ty, because it's like with a bunch of different women, and with Ty it's
and Martin actually goes on the dates.
Yeah, and Martin actually ends up dating them, falls in love with them, and then has them break his heart. So it's a little bit different.
I fell in love with Carolyn Sved. And then she broke my heart because she moved to Edmonton or wherever.
Long distance relationships can
some
work.
Chiropractor dude or something.
Oh,
like
that won't work though. that won't work. That's the deal breaker. She married someone else, so unfortunate for you.
Yeah, that is a deal breaker. You know, she's gonna come around, figure out she missed out on Ty, and
can you imagine someone thinking they missed out on Ty?
Absolutely, man. Jeez.
Ouch. Yeah, especially with that Sonnet shirt, the flow.
Yeah, man.
Ty's a catch. He has a cottage. Like, Ty, how do you not use that? Like, your Tinder bio should just be, I have a cottage with a boat. DM me.
I can drive it. Yeah.
That's all you need. I guarantee you, you can literally make your Instagram bio, I have a cottage and a boat.
I have a friend who's literally on Tinder right now for the sole purpose of finding a guy with a boat. And if they say they don't have a boat, she unmatches them.
So many people are doing that right now, man. I've talked to like four girls that are doing that. They all want guys with boats or cottages.
They want hot girl summer, bro.
You have both. They want their hot girl summer, and Ty, you have to be there to provide it to them.
Now, to be fair, I would not allow myself to be exploited like that.
But I don't believe that, but we'll move on from that.
You don't believe I'd allow myself to be exploited?
If Luke had a boat and a cottage and some girl was just, and he mentioned that somewhere along the conversation, then she got really interested, 100% Luke's just going with the flow.
No. Ty will tell you for certain that that's not me.
No, I don't believe it.
Ty always makes fun of me that I'm the one person in our squad that will do something that no one else would do. Oh, yeah. So you post that
Ty,
on your
you literally
Tinder.
Could use that video. Just put that as your only picture on Tinder. Done.
For context, Ty just showed us a video of him driving his uncle's boat. We'll be serious about that.
But you don't have to tell them it's your uncle's. You just tell them I have a cottage and I have a boat.
And the cottage now has a hot tub. That's a huge plus.
Oh, my God, Ty. How have you not been using this?
I didn't think to use it.
How did you not think to use it? This would be like my first thought.
Eric, Ty saying he's not thinking should not be a groundbreaking statement
for
you.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Ty is all id. Ty is full id. Just no critical thinking, all emotion.
I was watching a TikTok today, and it was very relatable for me.
The work from home one?
That one was great. That one was really good. That was also relatable, but it was like this guy and he posted an Instagram story of him playing basketball and some girl DM'd him after, like replied to that story. She's like, I'm way better at basketball than you. He's like, oh yeah, bet. She's like, okay, come pick me up or whatever. Like obviously implying that she wanted to do things with him. Right.
Thanks for clarifying.
But this guy thought she actually wanted to play basketball. So we went and picked her up, drove her to the basketball court. She's like, are we actually playing basketball? He's like, yeah. Didn't you say you wanted to play basketball? You said you could beat me in basketball, so show me. And I was like, that was exactly me, except not in basketball.
And you weren't getting hit on to begin with.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
But yeah, that would be Ty and COD, because it's the only thing he's better than most people.
I'm disgusting at Call of Duty. I'm a Call of Duty athlete at this point.
I've never played.
Honestly, it's not that big of a deal.
It was
Eric worked on himself, became educated, read books, learned how
guys,
to think.
I went outside and so if you listen to Martin, so I remember in university we used to always talk about like what games we played as kids, and I played a lot of like Wii because my parents wouldn't let me get like an Xbox or PS3.
Go League
or PS2 at the time. And Martin was like, and this one time we were like, Martin, how the fuck haven't you played any of these games? He's like, sorry guys, I used to go outside. The most Martin answer ever.
I love Martin when he tries to do like humble brags all the time.
Martin's the king of not so humble brags.
Yeah. Yeah. Martin doesn't give a shit.
Oh yeah, I'm a homeowner. How many times have you heard that in the past month?
Try past like 3 months.
Should we give out his address for the
For the housewarming party?
All Talking Hockey followers are invited.
That'd be funny. That'd be
amazing.
Illegal,
we get
it'd be
Martin
a ton of high school
of,
kids.
Imagine we get Martin kicked out of this house too, even though it's his own.
Uh-oh.
Oh wait, you guys weren't there when he got evicted.
That'd
last
be pretty
time.
Jokes.
No. That was kind of sad. Anyways, Martin to
evicted
once
like
by having a party.
He seems
full circle. It started out as roasting Martin. Now we're roasting Ty, and then we came back to roasting Martin.
Yeah, it's the way it should be.
Ty, what were you going to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
I said that I was going to say Martin just seems like he gets kicked out of a lot of places. Like he probably got kicked out of Res.
He got kicked out of Residence.
Oh, he did.
He did.
I feel like he gets kicked out of clubs.
I still remember the night he got kicked out of Residence because it was so memorable, too, because he got like super drunk and we locked him out of the room that we were all hanging out in because we were like, we're not dealing with drunk Martin right now. And then he like left, hit a smoke alarm, and just like, well, and then winked at the camera and then left. I don't know. Are we allowed to share this story? Yeah, they got him kicked out.
Well,
this was like multiple chances in, right? He did other shit before this. He's been written up. Our RA hated him because, well, first off, Martin was a shit disturber, and second of all, he was older than her, so he didn't like respect her. That was his.
Did he try to hit on her?
Thought process? No, he did not.
Nice. Okay, so now should we start talking hockey?
Yeah, okay. Skip to 15 minutes. and we'll talk hockey then.
I'll probably put something in the intro about that, about skipping 15 minutes. So what are we talking about first? We're talking about the semifinals?
Yeah, let's talk about the semifinals. Game.
It's currently 1-1 of game two in the New York Islanders, Tampa Bay. We're recording on a Tuesday this week because I'm out of office Wednesday night through
Luke's
next
a slacker.
Monday.
Yeah, Lucas, he was Who off last week off? And then he took off this week too. What's going on?
I know, right?
Hey, man, I got a lot of vacation. I got to enjoy it.
Oh, I'm so pumped. I'm taking off half of Friday and the weekend. It's going to be
a half day for you?
Well, I'm leaving at 12, so it's an actual half day.
Wow.
But I have to start at 7:30, so it's a little shitty. So I'll
Wow, congratulations. You get a half day after working 90-hour weeks for the last 6 months. Wow. I so love startups. Wow, I love day. Corporate America. Congratulations. I'm sure your clause as a startup has unlimited personal time off, but you can't actually take it.
No, actually, I thought they would when I got the contract, but it's only, I think, 3 weeks technically. Not that I'm going to use them.
So skip to 16 minutes ahead to talk about hockey.
16 minutes now.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So let's talk Islanders-Tampa series first. Okay, so Islanders won the first game. Pretty close game in my opinion from watching it. They shut down Tampa pretty well. Braden Point had another highlight reel goal, of course, as he always does. Tampa's been pretty ineffective when they aren't on the power play for the last little bit. And the Islanders are actually kind of entertaining right now.
Thoughts? Dude, their fans are entertaining is what's entertaining.
Yeah, it's the vibes. It's the vibes. It's the Islanders vibes. That's what's carrying them.
And the genius of Lou Lamoriello. Don't forget that.
Yeah. I mean, how is Leo Komarov still playing with Matt Barzal? I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's still such a weird thing to me because it clearly doesn't work well. Like you watch that and they're on a different wavelength. Yeah, but they're still winning, so it's so bizarre.
They traded away Devin Taves last year, who became Colorado's best defenseman, and yet their D this year is still somehow better than last year. Pulak and Pelech are like incredible together.
Yeah, just the best pairing in the NHL, probably.
And they're probably going to be on Team Canada's Olympic team, and who would have ever thought that, right? Like, these two random guys should be.
Yeah.
Like a shutdown pairing.
Yeah,
and then you'll
100%.
Oh, man. Like, it's crazy. And they're
Trotz has really changed a lot of their, I feel like he changed the outlook of a lot of those players' careers. Like if you look at a lot of those guys would have fallen out of the league or probably not, maybe not fallen out of the league, but not developed into what they kind of are right now. And somehow everything's just worked out exactly right. Everyone's reached their kind of max potential on that team. It's pretty incredible to watch.
Because what was their first year they got on the run? It's like 2018 now? 2018, 2019?
2018.
I think.
Was Trotz's first year. Yeah.
So they came in, and then the Islanders went on. I think they went to the conference semifinals, and everyone's like, oh, there's no way they're going to be good in 2019. And then they went to the – or whatever. Last year they went to the conference finals, and then this year again – everyone's like it's a fluke. They're not really that good, and yet here they are putting the defending cup champs who they didn't think they had a chance against.
Did Vegas make the conference finals last year? I can't remember.
They did.
Yeah. Tampa, the Islanders, and Vegas all have made the conference finals last year. So
and I think
they clearly know
those
what's
teams,
working.
of those teams, everyone would have thought that, okay, New York Islanders are not going to be here again next year. It's a fluke. It can't be. They traded. They had to trade away Taves, and they had to. No. They have no prospects coming up, and yet, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to anybody. A lot of
prospects have worked out, right? Like Dobson's been good. Beauvillier's been good. Even Del Cole's played quite a few games and fit in, at least. You know, I wouldn't say he was good, but he fit in. They had a lot of like young guys that we didn't even think would have much of an impact, making big impacts. And they've still like let go of guys like Josh Hosang, who I still view as a pretty good player that could play in at least half the teams in the NHL right now.
So even with his poor attitude?
Reported poor attitude. I'm still skeptical on that whole situation. Mm-hmm. But anyways. I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
But anyways, moving on from them.
How many more years do you think they have of doing this and going to these conference finals? Like, when is this?
When Trotz is no longer the coach.
It can't be luck. Like,
it's not luck. They've clearly, like, found what works for them, and every single player fits into the system perfectly, buys into it, and they all work very well together, which is what every team ideally wants to do, right? And I think the Islanders have done it best out of every team out there, even Tampa, right? Like Tampa, individually, it isn't even close, right? Like it isn't even close. Like you match up their first line left winger to their fourth line left winger, center, right wing to fourth line for everything. Everyone's better. You can argue the defense for the Islanders is probably an improvement because Victor Hedman right now has been awful. But like throughout the entire lineup, at almost every position, Tampa's better, right? But the Islanders, they all work so well together that they're making it close. They might win. They could win the series, right? I think right now, since they won game one, it's 50-50, basically. Yeah. So, and I think it's 1-1, like Luke said, it's the score right now. So they have a very good chance of winning. And it's just complete buy-in. So I think when you look at the Islanders and look at them individually and go, okay, so individually, not a whole lot going on there, but together works very well. At that point, I think you have to say, you have to give credit to the team, but you also have to give massive credit to the coach for getting everyone to work together perfectly. So I think, you know, what other teams can take away from this and look to learn from this is, yes, it's great to put a roster together with all the best talent, but you need to actually make them work together the way that they should as well, and make them fully buy into a system and get them to kind of play exactly to that system. Right. So that's what Trotz has been able to do. So, you know, Tampa's probably pretty close to that. I'd say I think they're very well coached, plus have a very elite team. But there's teams like the Leafs who clearly don't have it together. Boston, you know, Boston's a very well coached team. But, you know, individually, I still think Boston have better talent than the Islanders do. Right. Maybe not net this pat for this playoffs, but overall. So I think a lot of teams are going to take a look at that and try to learn from that over the course of the summer, since everyone likes to copy the guys that make it to the conference finals.
Oh, man. And they lost they lose their captain and franchise player and then suddenly become a juggernaut.
Yeah, like, and how many teams can you say that? Like, I guess Tampa was better without Stamkos, or just as good without Stamkos. But there's not many other teams in the NHL. You take out their best player and they actually improve the next year, no matter what coach you change, right? Like if you took David Quinn and the Rangers and with Panarin, and then you switch out the coach but took out Panarin, I don't think the Rangers would do better next year, no matter who the coach was, right? Because Panarin's huge. That's what the Islanders basically did. So it's even more bizarre. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. I still think Tampa comes out ahead, but it's tough. Like, I personally don't want to see the Islanders win. But I would be happier with them winning than Montreal winning. And my biggest fear is that Montreal is going to sneak out a win against Vegas, and we're going to get a Montreal Islanders Stanley Cup Finals.
I got a horrifying DM the other day saying, because they vote for GM of the year after the conference finals. Right? So people were saying, is Mark Bergevin going to win GM of the year this year?
considering they were going to get.
And I thought about that and went, "Oh my god!"
After what was it? Game four against Montreal, when the Leafs went up 3-1, everyone was going to get fired. When the Leafs, everyone thought the Leafs were going to win. Clean house. Bergevin gone. Ducharme gone. And now these guys are definitely back next year, probably getting a contract extension.
Bergevin's going to get 3 or 4 years, apparently. It's being reported right now. So,
bro, what did I tell you? What did I tell you after Montreal won? I said that Montreal is going to take the wrong signs from this. They're going to take the wrong lessons. They're going to re-sign the entire management staff. Like they just got incredibly... I don't want to say lucky because that's disrespectful in my opinion. I think they earned – I don't really think they earned the win against the Leafs, but
– They 100% earned it against Winnipeg, no doubt. They completely dominated them.
It wasn't even
basically
close.
Every way. It wasn't even close.
As soon as game five against the Leafs happened, they just suddenly became a team together, and everyone on the team is playing really, really well.
Yeah, and I thought they were the better team in the first period of the first game against Vegas. That was the only period I watched because I was –
They were the better team that first period, and then after that, Vegas literally just dismantled them.
Yeah.
It was complete dismantling after that. But yeah, I completely agree with you. Like, you got it exactly right. Like, they're going to take – this is very similar, and I posted this on our story already, comparing this to what happened in Vancouver last year, right? They won a fluke playoff series. They didn't win two series, but they won a fluke series against St. Louis. Bennington was awful, and then they went into Vegas, and
Demko almost
stole the show
Vegas.
And almost snuck past Vegas. Luckily, very luckily, off of insane goaltending. I think Demko had like 8 goals saved above expected
in
that
games.
Series alone. It was ridiculous. And then Vancouver took all the wrong lessons. They're in their window right now. You know, Benning was about to sign a huge extension, but I think they waited. They signed him this year to it. Yeah, there you go, right? So, like, they took all the wrong lessons from it, and I guarantee you Montreal is going to do the same too. And then they're going to look at the guys like Josh Anderson that they acquired and think that's the route to go, Josh Anderson's been awful.
He's done nothing, and I know that
he's
points
done
aren't
nothing
everything,
for 50 games
ever
now.
Ever since game one against the Leafs, he was the best player on the ice. Every other game that I watched, he's like invisible out there. I don't know what
after
he's doing.
After game 15, he's been invisible. He's done absolutely nothing. He was scorching hot. After game 15, nothing in the playoffs. But those are the types of, and the fact that Edmondson and Chiarot right now are playing like 25, 30 minutes a night shows me that Montreal is going to double down on those types of defensemen, which is the complete opposite of what they need to be doing. So they're going to take, yeah, there's a very good chance at least they're going to, like Luke said, take all the wrong, you know, messages from
what's
happened.
I like
being
right every once in a while.
I mean, it's also like Ottawa, Ottawa 4 years ago, right? Like there's examples of this almost
magic run to the conference final.
Year. Yeah, one goal away from the Stanley Cup finals, and they get
then
Duchesne.
Make the Duchesne trade, and then lose the 4th overall pick that ended up being Byram. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
This is a very, very side note, okay? This has no relationship with anything that we're talking about, but, you know, something that I think the NHL – this is a marketing thing, so I'm sure to get Eric super fired up about the NHL. Bill Burr, one of the top comedians of all time, has been tweeting about the NHL, like, every day. All the games – now, I think he's from Brooklyn, I believe – so New York Islanders,
isn't
probably
he from
his team
Boston?
Right now. It's one or the other. I think it's one or the other. He's got that voice, accent. I forget where it's from.
He's from Massachusetts.
Yeah. Massachusetts. So he's a Boston fan, still but Boston he's clearly fan, still watching because he's still tweeting about it. The fact that this guy, I don't think has ever emceed the NHL awards is a joke.
Or like have him on to broadcast.
Hey. Didn't you see him? What did he announce? Some movie, I think, or something like that, or some award show, and he got canceled online for it like 3 months ago. So that's probably why.
He is a very controversial figure with some of his jokes, but regardless,
the NHL is 100% his audience though.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No,
he's more liberal than people think.
He is actually quite like he makes some like You know, some, but
he makes jokes. Edgy humor, but they come from an ideological background most of the time, and a thought process that I think even liberal leftist people would have a hard time dismantling the irony of his point. Yeah. If you just read the quotable, then yes, it's offensive, but he actually is very smart. He's not like Jimmy Carr, who's literally just says things to trigger people.
Which I like Jimmy Carr too.
Jimmy Carr's good. But it's not the same type of intellect.
Yeah, no. Jimmy Carr's just like, how offensive can I go without everyone?
Yeah.
Which is good. But not Jimmy Carr. Phil Burr, he's like a storyteller, right? He like weaves in and out of,
I can't believe that they can't get this guy on to do like playoff segments every once in a while.
You know how upset hockey Twitter is going to be if they give him a platform because of the shit that he says, though? Like, I know that it's comedians, but no, they actually, like, when he made this.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I haven't seen much hate going towards him.
I spend a lot of time on I'm the most offended Twitter. So.
Yeah, you need to get out of most offended Twitter and
just
go
watch.
To. Who cares Twitter?
If they give him, if they ever allowed him to host an award show or something like that, they're going to bring up all these racist jokes that he says and blah, blah, blah. Like Kevin Hart a couple of years ago, right?
But Bill Burr's stayed relatively clean. Like,
I'm going to show you what he said and image. How upset everybody was.
He's also also on like some of the top shows, like F is for Family. Like, he still has a huge platform.
He has a huge platform, and he hasn't really gotten canceled.
Yeah, it was the Grammys. He went in and announced something at the Grammys, I think.
I forget what
he even
said,
has like this huge skit about motherhood not being the most difficult job in the world, and it actually like even the hardcore offended people laugh at the whole joke overall.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's great.
Oh, I know what he, so he was announcing the Latin Music Award winner of the year, and he's like,
isn't his girlfriend like Filipino or something?
I don't know.
Or Latin.
But he goes up there and he's like, why are they having this white guy announce this Latin something? He got canceled online for it. I'm gonna try to find the clip.
Isn't that like the opposite?
He was being
racist. That's what I mean. The ideology behind it, he's attacking and saying it's very ridiculous and counterintuitive. Let people be offended. Like, what all I'm saying is, let people be offended. Bill Burr is a relatively clean person. Just use him. I think there's not a single comedian out there that doesn't have some sort of record. But I think
Bill
Burr has a very respected audience that a lot of even left-wing people enjoy.
Yeah, 100%.
That's my opinion.
And I completely agree. Like, the thing is, you can't just, if you're going to go ban Bill Burr, you have to basically ban every comedian out there, right? Because there's no comedians that are funny, that are like really truly funny, that don't get onto like the, you know, that don't push the bounds of, you know, mainstream, what's okay to say and what isn't. Right,
I think that,
and Bill Burr doesn't attack down that much too, typically, right? That's what people most get triggered by, and usually, anyways.
I think that when I see Bill Burr, I'll just think of him on Breaking Bad, and him being that scammer guy on Breaking Bad was.
I'll think
funny.
Of him in The Mandalorian.
Oh, that's true too. And I just wanted to say that I think that if Luke shaved, just as back to Luke's buzz cut, I think if Luke shaved his head, like went like even like really, really close to bald like Bill Burr, he would kind of look like him.
I don't have reddish hair, but I don't really know what you're getting at there.
I can't see it. I'm like covering his hair right now with my finger.
I feel like I look more like Ethan Hawke than anything else.
I can see Ethan Hawke. Anyways, nobody on the podcast can look at him right now and stare.
just a side note. Series. I read a couple of tweets about Bill Burr that he posted tonight, and I'm like, man, what a wasted opportunity. I knew it was going to be an opportunity to get Eric fired up about the NHL's marketing.
Have we given our conference final predictions? I don't think we have.
No, we still have to talk about the Vegas Montreal series.
I
think we talked about say, like there's right? one game. I mean, Price was
insane.
Yeah,
we talked about how
yesterday.
Undeserving Montreal is to get past the Leafs, and
not undeserving. But
the thing is, Vegas are gonna, most likely Vegas is gonna win this series, right? Like,
I think that there's no way that Montreal can't, like, they have no answer to them. And Montreal's been playing a little bit more open against Vegas, I think, than they did against the other teams where they tried to shut them down on defense.
I want to pause right here because I swear to God, last week, Ty said Montreal is going to beat Vegas because
that was
Vegas the doesn't yeah, have the did. Scoring ability to get my, past Montreal.
Okay, this did, is my That did. Was my heart talking. My heart knows what's true.
As I've said, Ty is all id. He's just all in.
No, I know I said
time.
That. I know I said that. But then I watched yesterday and I'm like, okay, maybe not. But at the same time, I could see it happening. Like, Price was insane yesterday. It could have been like 8-1.
Right? Yeah, no, Price could have stole that series for them. Especially because, like, there's so many cross seam passes that Vegas succeeded in, and Price was diving all over the place. And then a lot of Montreal's chances were just like whacking at pucks right in the slot, right where
the first period they were really good though. Like, they were fast paced and keeping up with Vegas, kept the play in their end.
Yeah, they clearly are missing Petrie and they're clearly missing Tatar. Like, very much.
But Tatar is healthy,
and they're
benching
Tatar. I know. That's the worst part too. Because, like, you could clearly see from the second period onward, they couldn't get past Vegas's forecheck. Like, at all, right? They just kept losing the puck, and Vegas just kept, like, swarming them in. Tatar's, like, literally one of the, like, three players on that team that are good at playing against that kind of system. And, like, I don't – it's – like, I get they have had success without him in the lineup, but it's blowing my mind that they're keeping him out of there right now.
Yeah, but Vegas can't score, so it doesn't really matter.
They can't.
No, 4-1.
Except for like the four goals that they did score.
I think they average like 3 goals a game in the playoffs.
But like, look at how in the playoffs they have a history of underperforming their expected goals considerably.
But to be fair, like this year they haven't really. By that
against
much,
Minnesota, they almost did. Yeah. Against Minnesota,
it happened. They almost did.
But then ever since then, Colorado.
The thing is, like, Vegas is getting a lot of bounces too.
Yeah.
Like, you can see when they play, they're getting a lot of bounces that a lot of the time they probably weren't getting, like, even last year. Right. So it's
the
like,
hockey gods are aligning.
The hockey gods are favoring them this year, I think.
I before we went any further in this conversation, I wanted to highlight that Ty was now all of a sudden after one game preaching that Vegas, there's no way Vegas is going to lose. So.
I don't think so, but I could. See, I still.
This
could
is
see
what
it
this is what I was saying, Ty. That you don't even remember what you say in recorded settings.
I do
so
remember
can't
what
really...
I said. I know what I said, but I am now speaking logically, I guess, rather than emotionally.
So he's back to his logic, not on his id.
Okay.
Yep.
What there's id, ego, and
super ego.
Super ego.
Psych 1000.
I had
let's
to
go.
Check what you what the hell you were talking about. I'm like, what is this?
Eric
id
must
this
have been reading a psychology
about?
Book.
Yeah, must have
you,
been reading
you
it
don't,
recently.
But you don't. I feel like that's a very popular. Oh God! Everyone that's been listening now has no idea what I was referring to.
I know what you're talking about. Eric, I remember Psych 1000.
Okay.
And I remember.
It is superego and ego are like from are Freud, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Freud's theory of the id in psychology.
Yeah. So, anyways, the id is like the emotional.
If I need to learn something, I'll just Google it. Okay. Unlike Martin, who asked stupid questions in the chat.
Martin will never look anything up. He will only ask.
So what are your predictions for the series? I know that we're in one game in, 1.5 games in.
I think Vegas in 6. I think Montreal can win 2. I think Tampa in 7. I'm still sticking with Tampa. And as of this point, I think it's still 1-1. And we're going to
go 2-1 Tampa.
Oh, there we go.
I'm
going to watch that game after.
I will say Tampa in 7 and Vegas in 5. But my heart is telling me Islanders in like 6 and Montreal in like 7.
Do you think how many people do you think would watch the Islanders versus Montreal final?
I'd rather gouge my eyes out.
So the thing is, Montreal's a big team and the Islanders not really a big team, but like Tampa isn't a big team at all, right?
So like, I would more likely watch Tampa versus Vegas than I would anything
sure,
else,
like,
or Vegas versus somebody else. Yeah.
I'm sure we would, but you know, we're the 1% when it comes to hockey fans. We're not the 99% that are going to watch that series, right? Like last year was like the least watched series since like 2004 or something like that. And that's because Dallas and Tampa, not exactly big markets.
In the bubble, and on top of that,
pandemic. Yeah, like all those different reasons, but they all added on, right? So Vegas, I'm sure that's a big market. It's is it a big market? I don't think it's a big market. Right?
I and think then that Tampa they have a very dedicated market. Fan base, at least.
Montreal's the only one with a gigantic market where they can guarantee they're going to get, you know, whatever, 15 million viewers in Canada alone, or 20 million viewers in Canada alone. Right?
I would definitely not care. My dad would watch the finals, but I probably wouldn't if it was...
I mean, I'd have to watch them because, you know, I'd have...
Content. Hashtag content. Yeah.
Hashtag content. But, you know. I think everyone's cheering Tampa for Tampa Vegas because that would be by far the most fun series imaginable. Yeah.
I think it's going to be New York Islanders in six, and I'm going to go with Vegas in five.
Hmm. Okay, so – oh, sorry, Ty, were you going to say something?
No, no, no. I think we all have the same finals, I was just gonna but – That's what we're hoping for, at least.
I said Islanders.
Oh, you said Islanders. Sorry.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, so did you guys see...
Eric, I'm going to ask you one final time.
I'm not touching my mic.
You fiddle with your mic so much, you can hear it when you listen back over your talking. Stop touching the mic.
I just need something to fiddle around with, you know?
Fiddle with your balls, man, like a normal dude.
Do you sniff them after?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
And that's it for this week's episode.
And that's it for the episode. No. Thank you so much for listening.
I haven't had a comment like that in a while.
That's true. You know what? Ty hasn't, you know,
we'll allow him.
Said too
no
many
cringe.
Canceled.
No cringe recently. Cringe.
Well, yeah, probably not. Yeah, what happened to that? We have to get you back to the old you.
Luke trained it out of me.
I did my best. I finally trained him sending only provocative videos of women on TikTok to the group chat. That took about 6 months. Now he just private messages them to our other uncontrollably horny friend.
So you Dylan? Do it too. Hey, you do it too.
I feed him.
Wait,
sometimes.
You're one of those creeps that whenever there's like a hot girl like TikTok thing going on, you're one of the like 700 people that share it.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Ty goes to the sound and he watches every video under the sound.
No, that's Dylan. Excuse me.
No, because I've always wondered, like, whenever those, like, obviously they show up on my For You page, but I remember, like, sent one to someone. But I always wonder because there's, like, 500, 700, 1,000, 2,000, like, shares. And I'm like, who the fuck is sharing this stuff? And now I know it's Ty's. It's the Ty's of world. And then I'm just like, who are they sharing it to? Are guys, like, sharing it with each other and, like, jerking it off?
Come on, Eric. Don't you do that with – don't you and Martin do that?
No, unfortunately, we do not. Maybe we need to apparently like get on that to like yeah, bond exactly. better.
I was going to say something. Okay, I think that's enough hockey. Quickly, who's winning the Euros, Eric?
España.
Okay, you can't actually think that.
España. They'll get past Morata's. Dude, I've barely been able to watch any games. I can't watch while I'm working because I get too distracted.
Oh, man. I'm lucky that the times I have to work don't line up with when the afternoon games are.
Oh
so,
Ty, what are the times you have to work? Please elaborate.
9 until 11, 12 till 2, and then 4 till 6. Or sorry, 6 till 8.
So what you work hell? For 6 hours a day?
Yeah, technically speaking.
What the fuck?
So
what?
So
wait, how do you work 6 hours a day? What do you mean?
9 to 11, 12 till 2, and then 6 to 9?
6 till 8. It's 6 until people are done. So when I work, I don't listen to this. But how my schedule works is I have to be kind of on call for support for certain times in the day. The rest of the day, I take my breaks. I do side projects, which I'm kind of working on, but don't really have to do, doing whatever else I need to do on the side, but I'm not providing support during the rest of the, you know, 4 hours. So I can kind of do whatever I want, which is why I watch hockey or soccer, or soccer now especially, or I take a nap or go out for lunch. So from 11 till 12, and then 2 till 6, I do other things.
I see. Wow. Lucky. Can you get me a job at Sonnet doing what you do?
You can't do what I do. you have to actually work until you don't have to.
You have to work for a year and a half until you get to where Ty is.
Yep.
I see.
Ty was voted MVP.
Is there actually stuff I need to learn, or is it just like just bullshit?
You have to learn a lot.
You have to be good at this. Don't you have to get certifications in some stuff?
Yeah, you have to first get your licensing. You have to know what you're talking about. You have to know what you're doing. But
is it easy to get the licenses?
You get like paid training for it. You just kind of got to take an exam, and then you get your license, your insurance license, and you can then sell insurance, talk about insurance. It's actually a really hard exam. You have to get like a 75 to pass it. It's like whatever, 100 multiple choice. You have to get 75. I got like 77.
No,
so it's kind of hard. Yeah.
You literally just squeaked by.
But it's not even, but literally, like, that's what everyone else got. Like, the highest mark out of my training class was like a 79. Two people failed.
Yeah. Damn. So the margins.
Yeah.
If you
literally
got four more, if any, half your group got four more questions wrong, they'd have to have redone the whole exam.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So is that it for today then?
Yeah.
Yes, because we're not talking about anything important.
Sorry, we got sidetracked. There's about 8 minutes of talking hockey this week, and we're sorry about that. But we are 3 episodes away from 69, so that's...
we'll make 69 special.
Exactly.
69 might be my last one.
Oh, yeah. 69 will be perfect. You do a summer break.
It will be my last one.
What perfect timing.
Wow. Nice.
Wow, we get to say goodbye.
We'll have to pre-record some other ones.
Yeah, we'll just make the draft.
To clarify, it will be my last one until like September.
But we will record a whole bunch 1 week and schedule them for the summer.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
But we have to do that before I go. So
yeah, I'll message Rachel today and see if we can do the whole draft portion, which will span
1
2 episodes,
and
top 2, yeah, top 10, and then 11 to 30.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you everyone for tuning into this week's episode. We love and appreciate each listener that sticks around to the end. With that comes reminders to leave a review, press follow on those streaming platforms, and make sure to head over to Instagram to follow Talking Hockey. We're on the road to 30K, and we can't wait to continue to build our audience. Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin signing off. We'll see you all next week.